do that for an hour. I like this. How are you guys doing? Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming out to Burbank on a Friday night. Usually when a lady says she's performing in Burbank on a Friday night, that means shit's taking a turn for the worse. Last time I was in Burbank, I had jury duty. How many people here have had jury duty? By a round of applause. Did you get selected?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, well, excuse the fuck out of me. I didn't. I never get selected. I feel like every time they, you know, ask you to like fill out that form, I reach in my purse for a pen and they hear all the pill bottles rolling around and they're like, maybe not her for this. How long was the trial that you did?
5 days.
5 days. So that's not, 5 days isn't bad. I'm asking for a reason. I was there, they said it was a 30-day trial, right? And I was like, 30 days? Like, I don't even have friends for 30 days. I can't. So I was panicking because this is the longest I'd ever been there. Like, they weren't sending me home, right? I was just there and they kept me and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna get selected. So I text one of my friends who always brags that she gets sent home right away. She said she has this great trick, you'll get sent home right away. So I texted her and I go, hey, what's your trick to get out of here? I think I'm about to get selected. She goes, oh, it's so easy. When the judge asks you if you can be fair during a trial, you just need to stand up and say something super racist. You guys heard this trick? So I was like, oh, I don't feel like I should say something racist because I'm not racist. She goes, do you want to be on a trial for 30 days? I was like, oh, fuck it, I can be racist. Like, I don't have to go full like Donald Sterling, but I could be racist, you know? So I'm not comfortable with this decision, but I want out of there. So I'm sitting there and the judge gets to me and she says, you know, is there any reason you can't be fair during a trial? And I stand up and I said, all right, Your Honor, I can be totally fair during a trial. As long as the person on trial is not Mexican. Because they did it. And she was like, did you think that was gonna get you out of this? And I said, I don't know what you're talking about, Your Honor. I just really don't like Mexicans. Not one, never met one I like. Like, big fan of Mexico, but the can part I could do without. And she said, you need to sit the fuck down. And I was like, oh, Your Honor, I don't think you're supposed to say fucking. She goes, sit the fuck down, sit the fuck down. You're not going anywhere. Because she knows that I'm just saying this. She knows that nobody in their right mind is going to stand up in a room full of people, some of whom, by the way, are Mexican. I didn't even think about that. I was having a lovely day with this Hispanic guy. I sit back down, his arms are crossed, and he's like, really, bitch, really? And I was like, no, 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 senor, no. I said, I am not racist. My friend told me to say something racist so that I could get sent home from jury duty. He goes, well, why'd you have to pick Mexican? And I said, because you guys do illegal shit all the time. That was a long day for me. Oh, and then this woman next to me stands up and she tells the judge, she said, I can't serve during a trial because I have a medical condition that makes me pee in a bag. I know, I was like, well, why didn't I think of that? But now the judge, I've ruined it for everyone, right? The judge doesn't believe her, she doesn't believe anybody, so she's like, well, I need to see medical records and I need to see the doctor's notice and this and that. And she goes, well, I don't have any of that, but I have this. And she reaches down and holds up, yeah, her bag of pee. I was like, now that is a solid follow through. Oh.